Hundreds of people gathered outside the Russellville Community Center Wednesday to make sure their concerns were heard during a town hall about the contaminated waste. Dakota Carlton and his family live in Crawfordsville, about 15 miles north of the landfill where the waste started arriving.
I'm concerned that if it gets into the ground, it's going to affect our tap water, and then we're going to end up looking like East Palestine.
The fiery train derailment happened a month ago near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. The waste is being transported to four sites across the country. The news came out Tuesday that the waste was coming to Rochdale. Residents at Wednesday's town hall felt blindsided.
Why are you here?
Hey, we're here to answer questions.
You didn't okay? answer his question.
I will if you'll shut up, okay?
Dakota Carlton and his family live in Crawfordsville, about 15 miles north of the landfill where the waste started arriving.
I drove through it. I used to be a tipper truck driver out there. So you're not going to blow smoke up mine.
Nearly a dozen police officers were dispatched to watch the crowd.
The testing and approval was completed yesterday.
We can organize trucks to come within a 24-hour period before you let the people of the community to work know.
Tensions ran high.
Sir, you're confusing answers. I found out 72 hours ago that this was a possibility. He's answering a different question.
Residents expressed outrage at Heritage Environmental and demanded responses.
I will not sit down until my question is answered. When are these trucks accepted?
When were the trucks? They were accepted today and they were dumped today.
Heritage Environmental revealed at the meeting that three trucks had already dumped their loads in Rochdale earlier that day. Heritage Environmental received approval from the EPA less than 24 hours prior.
We bid on the work with a number of other companies and happened to win one of the bids. EPA, we did. And EPA.
The company says it expects to receive 2,000 tons of polluted soil. That's about 100 truckloads, making the 400-mile trip from New Palestine across Ohio and Indiana to Rochdale. According to Heritage Environmental, independent lab testing shows the waste contains low concentrations of vinyl chloride and butyl acrylate within the typical range for the landfill. Still, some feel the company put profit over safety.
Why didn't you give us the respect to see how we felt before you took this big deal? I just need to know why you didn't care to at least see how it would be received.
The landfill is above the Tipton Till aquifer system. Local Laura Scott says she wants answers about Heritage Environmental's long-term safety plans, but says she wasn't prepared for the antagonism from the crowd.
I don't think that some of the questions were answered completely just because of the acoustics in the gym and the hostility that was present, directed toward the Heritage Environmental staff.
Nobody from the EPA or the Indiana Department of Environmental Management was at the meeting. But one former EPA director says what's happening in the Rochdale landfill is safe and ordinary.
It's a large landfill. It would have been routinely monitored by the state of Indiana, item in particular. I don't think there should be any concern.
The site is EPA licensed and hasn't had issues with groundwater contamination, but it did receive a violation in 2019 for not analyzing inbound waste. Heritage Environmental says the landfill has two layers of PVC liner to prevent leaks and tests for runoff daily. Any breach would have to be reported immediately to the EPA. But Laura Scott wonders about what will happen long after the site is closed.
Your hazardous waste landfill is not a 41-year project. It will involve future generations who will live in Putnam County for hundreds of years to come.
For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.